Anna first joined KTOO almost exactly 2 years ago and immediately set a standard with how she made scientific research and complicated stories understandable to the rest of us. She reported vital stories about disasters that shaped Juneau, in the past and now. In August of 2023, Juneau's annual glacial outburst flood was disastrous for the first time. Anna went from door to door, speaking with homeowners who were impacted by the floodwaters.
Juneau's glacial outburst floods have happened every year since 2011, but this year was the worst by far. The Mendenhall River eroded the bank in a matter of hours and undermined some buildings, like these condos on Riverside Drive. It also sent at least one home upstream into the river.
Anna flew to Wrangell a few days before Thanksgiving in 2023 to cover the deadly landslide and its aftermath.
Evacuees waited on board for 3 hours, bobbing in the nasty weather, waiting for more people, and piecing together the night's events through the search and rescue chatter on the radio.
She spoke with survivors and people who had lost loved ones.
We had heard that a couple neighbors had been impacted and that it likely wasn't good. I think we were all already grieving.
Then Anna spent hours reading old newspapers for the anniversary of a deadly landslide here in Juneau.
Across southeast Alaska, entire neighborhoods have been built along steep slopes, and that makes the region vulnerable to deadly landslides. Over the last decade, slides in Sitka, Haines, and Wrangell have killed a total of 11 people. But for Juneau, it's been a long time. So long that 94-year-old Albert Shaw might be the only living Juneau resident who was downtown on the night of November 22, 1936, when a landslide killed 15 people.
It was about 7:30 in the evening, and I remember it very well.
And this year, she reported on suicide basin monitoring in the weeks leading up to the glacial outburst. When it hit, damaging more than 300 homes in the Mendenhall Valley, Anna covered recovery efforts.
The opening day of this emergency childcare center marks some return to normalcy for Benson and other parents. Over the weekend, they transformed two of the school's empty classrooms, one for mealtime and play, the other for movies and nap time. Ever since the school building was vacated earlier this year, the city has been eyeing it for childcare.
These stories gave people the information they needed to prepare for disasters and seek aid when the waters came. Anna attended countless city meetings to follow the conversation between impacted homeowners and city officials who were all looking ahead to the next outburst flood. She also brought Juneau's struggles to listeners across the nation by reporting for NPR. But between disaster coverage, Anna also reported on non-disaster topics, like the movement to train Alaska Native farmers.
Right now, Alaska depends almost entirely on produce grown elsewhere.
It feels like it's time for the indigenous people to be the pioneers of this change as the world's changing.
She chased ravens through downtown.
It's a little bit scary, actually. It's just past 10 p.m. at night, and I got a bunch of ravens staring me down. I'm blowing up their spot.
They did not want to be interviewed.
And reported on other encounters of the animal kind.
But then she spotted a shadow underneath her.
I looked down and I saw this white color and then her fins sliced up out of the water.
Before she knew what was happening, a large female killer whale lifted her paddleboard up out of the water.
You may have also heard Anna hosting newscasts, seen her coaching kids cross-country skiing, and passed her hiking on Juneau's trails. So what's next for her? She's on her way to Colorado, where she'll be doing science writing for a university, delving into the ways that climate change is impacting disasters throughout the West. We're grateful for all the important work Anna did here at KTOO, and we're excited to see where her career takes her. Thanks for working with us, Anna. In Juneau, I'm Yvonne Cremery.